From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day Today, the very first Day Today. Welcome to our debut. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, counting the numbers of U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq, and our guest, Slate's founding editor Michael Kinsley, will be here with analysis and opinion on the day's events. But first, our lead today comes out of California, where there's a desperate campaign for political survival.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, Governor.
I wanted to just talk to you about the strategy of the passage of the budget.
That's the governor of California, Democrat Gray Davis, reelected last year to what he expected would be a normal four-year term. Now he has a little more than 2 months to save his job.
And I just wanted to get from you whether there's any members you want me to call and whether there's anything else I can do to help pass the budget in the Assembly.
The California budget crisis, a $38 billion deficit, led Governor Davis's opponents to try a recall petition drive. It's successful. There'll be a vote on October 7th. There are already several Republican candidates to replace Gray Davis. There could be one more soon, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get that information over to me, and we'll get on it this afternoon.
It's coming.
Great.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
That's why Governor Davis invited local Los Angeles TV stations in to video him making calls yesterday afternoon, and it's probably why he agreed to talk with us.
The recall, Governor Davis, what argument are you going to take out there to the voters to say, I deserve to stay in office?
First of all, we had an election last November at which 8 million people participated and elected me governor. Recall is meant for gross malfeasance, abuse of office, criminality or quasi-criminality. This is simply a second bite at the apple. Look who's going to run. Bill Simon, who ran against me before, who was one of the principal consultants driving the recall, Sal Russo, his campaign manager. Daryl Issa funded this because he openly wants to be governor.
This is the congressman who
right.
who paid for the people to go around and collect the signatures.
Correct. It wouldn't have been a reality without this nearly $2 million. He wants to get a free ride in November rather than having to give up his seat in March. To feed his political appetite, the taxpayers have to pick up the tab of between $35 and $60 million for the entire cost, county, statewide, for a special election. It's just ridiculous.
When you say that this issue was settled last November and you deserve a chance at the 4 years that you won then, this recall wouldn't be taking place if there weren't 1.3 million Californians who signed petitions to ask for a recall.
They may have 1.3 million signatures, much of which I maintain were obtained deceptively. We have 1.3 million signatures of people against the recall, and we started 2 months after they started.
How is it that you didn't know? You've said that you didn't anticipate that this budget deficit was going to be as big. How did you not know?
4 days before I signed the budget in 2002, the legislative analyst, who is nonpartisan, she said on September 2nd that the budget for this deficit for this year would be $10 billion. 2 months later, she said it would be $25 billion. So I'm operating off the same data that she presents us, and I told the truth, and I gave the estimates to the public that she gave me.
You mentioned Bill Simon, your opponent last November, who you defeated. Over the weekend, he called you a liar. He said you were lying because you must have known that the budget deficit.
You know, Bill Simon is badly misinformed. He ought to know that the legislative analyst produced that document on September 2nd and that the entire political community believed her estimate of the shortfall in 2003 was what it was.
Let me just say that probably worse from your standpoint than Mr. Simon, who's an opponent saying this, the guy who works at the inn where I've been staying while we've been trying to find a place to live here thinks you're lying. Common voters, the people that I talk to when I'm walking around on the street, they say, how could he not have known, number one, and number two, if he did know, he's been misleading us. So it seems to me you're in pretty bad shape no matter which case you plead.
I disagree with you. I've won 5 statewide elections. I will win this one because people are fair-minded. They're not interested in assessing and playing the blame game. They want to solve the problem.
Many people who are quoted about Gray Davis say he's stiff as a candidate. He has difficulty connecting with people as a candidate. I don't know who Gray Davis is. This is people who've worked with you for 10, 20 years in Sacramento. Who is Gray Davis? What do you believe in?
Ray Davis is someone who believes in service. I am a man of faith. My wife brought me back to God from serving in Vietnam in the late 60s to serving with Jerry Brown, then in the legislature, then as controller, then as lieutenant governor, now twice as governor. I believe the most important thing you can do is work hard to leave this place better than when you found it. I devoted to my wife, Sharon, to my family. We go to movies. We go to sporting events. We take walks. She's learned to play golf now, so we play golf together. So I'm just a regular guy.
You must know how voters go here. What difference is it going to make if Arnold Schwarzenegger gets in the race?
Doesn't make any difference at all.
Really?
No.
Governor Davis, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, and welcome to California.
California Governor Gray Davis. Day-to-Day has also invited the Republican who's been the driving force behind the recall effort, that's Congressman Darrell Issa, to talk with us on the show. We'll have him this week, we hope.